Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Monday, September 30th. We have with us in the studio a couple of special guests once again. Thank you for coming, Kitty LaBounty and Molly Kavler.
Thanks
morning,
for
Peter.
Having us.
It's a pleasure to start the week off with the two of you here.
We enjoy doing the mini garden show with you.
You know, this could be a fundraising week. Could be a whole week of the drive, but it's not. So this is a mini garden show this morning on the morning interview. And instead of doing fundraising, this is the week of the one-day drive. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But first we want to get to what's the latest in your garden?
Oh, my. All this nice weather has really been helpful in getting me out into my garden and getting it kind of cleaned up and tidied up and beds rebuilt and things like that. And harvesting. It's been a great time for harvesting. I think the biggest thing I've been doing in my garden is going through and finally digging up things. So I finally dug up all my potatoes, which actually is kind of a chore. I mean, when you kind of go through, you have to like keep trying to get down to the bottom, because anyone who's grown potatoes knows that you will miss at least, I don't know, what, 5%?
There's always potatoes where there were potatoes, no matter how careful and diligent you think you were.
It's just crazy. So now I've got that whole bed that's all dug up and really nice. And then you have to decide, well, what should I do with it? Should I leave it completely open until it frosts hard, or should I mulch it now? Should I put lime on it? All those kinds of questions, I think, should come up in your mind.
There's a couple other things that happen right now, and that is what I'm finding as I'm digging beds up and cleaning around beds that I haven't looked at in a little while, is that the slugs are going to town. So there are piles and piles of slug eggs. So this is a great time to clean up and get some of those out, so that when, yeah, I mean, I'm guessing those are overwintering. They're hoping those are going to overwinter. And
yes,
come spring, boy, it's going to be a party if you don't find those, you know, now. So that would be one good thing to do, is to do that cleaning up and turning those beds. And speaking of what to put in your beds, one thing I'm putting in is my almost finished compost, because my garden bed will finish it for me and it will be completely ready in the spring. So I just dig a trench or wherever I've turned the soil and lay some in there and cover it over. It's don't have to get too formal, perfect, or anything about it. Just lay a bunch of it in there, and then it'll all be perfect and ready by spring.
I like to put the lime in now, so that the lime has a chance to work. You know, it's a chemical reaction, so you want to give it some time. But I don't like to put the mulch on until it gets cold. And part of the reason why I want that to happen is that I want some of those slug eggs to get killed and not protected by this lovely layer of mulch that I put down. So I'm leaving mine naked for a little while, which of course could be a problem. There's weed seeds out there. But if weeds come up before I mulch it, I can just scrape, you know, those new plants off. And frost is coming. People got kind of worried when it was sunny and clear. But I just looked at like the frost-free date statistics for Sitka. And, you know, we're probably pretty much safe until mid-October. It looks like, I mean, these are like stats, but 10% of the time the first frost is before October 13th, which, yeah, that's probably not going to happen, but 50% of the time it's before the end of October. So we have a little bit of time before things get frosted. We think it's going to be really cold, but we're not going to have a hard killing frost probably for a little while.
You know, one of the questions about apples, and I've been on an apple jag this fall because this was an incredible summer for apples in Sitka, unusually good, is that I talk to people who don't know what to do about apples. You know, they've been growing an apple tree forever, but they've never actually had this many apples. What to do? When are they ripe? You know. And so I did a little research, and one of the things I found out is that the frost is not a problem. Those early frosts are not a problem for apples. So if your apples are not ripe yet, how do you know? Okay, we'll talk about that too. Don't worry about frost. You don't have to pick your apples ahead of frost. So that's not a worry. How you know is that you try them. And if they're starchy or if they're super sour, they're probably not ripe and you want to leave them on there. And the other thing to be worried about is that different types of apples ripen at different times. So it's not just weather dependent. So you need to try each kind of apple that you have to know when it's going to ripen.
Well, I have a question. How do you know if an apple is starchy? I need some help with that one.
From a taste, it doesn't taste like a... Well, when you purchase an apple, and you probably know what an apple tastes like. Tastes kind of crisp, kind of fresh,
sweet.
Apple-ish. But an unripe apple sort of tastes like it's not a fruit yet. Mm. It sort of tastes like it's more a vegetable or something, mm-hmm. kind of starchy. Then it's not ripe.
Thanks.
Sure. So these guys think I'm nuts. But anyway, I'm excited about the apple growing. And if you were enthused by this and you are looking for what apples to grow, because, you know, you got to plan these things in advance, some of the ones that are really doing well this year are the Williams Pride and the Pristine. I know others grow Akane, and then the really old variety that has grown around Sitka for a long time is the Liveland Raspberry. But the biggest apples I've seen in town, oddly enough, are a Honeycrisp tree.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
I hear Yellow Transparent's another one that I know people have grown around here. I think I have all Williams Pride out on the island, and they're doing quite well. Except I do still have one mystery apple tree. So apples don't grow true from seed, right? So if you person who plants apple seeds, you have no clue what you're going to get. You're going to get an apple, but who knows what it's going to taste like. And I actually have an apple tree that might actually be in that sort of lineage. And so it's not a fresh eating apple. It doesn't have that kind of taste. I think in the old days, I might have ground it up and used it for cider. But now I make pies out of it. It makes great pies. But yeah, fresh eating, eat. So if you have an apple that you think kind of tastes funny, that you don't know its history, save it and use it for other things. You know, maybe you're not going to bite into it. But man, they make good apple pies or cider.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to mention is that the one-day drive, I mentioned it earlier, is coming up this this week on Friday. And collectively, we're doing great on that goal. We're at $16,000. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't joined to make your contribution, you can do that easily at kcaw.org right now. Really easy thing to do. We would love to get about halfway to the goal. By the end of Friday, we want to be at $55,000. And it would be wonderful to be halfway there today. So this morning, we could have all been on telling you this over and over, but we wanted to bring you great programming this morning, and we want to bring you great programming on into the fall and winter. So we need you to quietly do your part and make your contribution online right now.
It's always great to have you here. Thank you so much for helping us kick off the one-day drive week. We've been listening to Kitty Labounty and Molly Kebler. Thank you so much for joining me. It is always a true pleasure.
Thanks, Peter.
Good morning. Right.